This episode, we're delving into the energies of the upcoming full moon in Libra. This is our first full moon of the astrological year, and it's perched smack bang between two potent Aries new moons. And this is our opportunity to clear and release before we enter into eclipse season, which is a biggie. I can't wait, and let's dive in together.
Welcome, beautiful soul, to the Weaving the Wild podcast. In this space, we are reclaiming and remembering the wildish wisdom and knowledge that lies deep within our bones and reconnecting to those parts of ourselves that are both ancient and familiar. We talk about it all, awakening our collective wildness and dropping back into our bodies, honoring our cyclical rhythms, connecting to our roots, embracing our intuitive nature, and living embodied within the feminine. I'm Rachel Hodgins, and I'm honored to be walking this path beside you. Let's dive in.
The Libra full moon takes place on Thursday, April 6th, at 2:34 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Let's all just take a deep breath. It's been a bit of a wild time. Whether you've been feeling the fire growing and, you know, glowing within you, or you've been feeling its heat as it burns through all that is resistant or blocking your path of alignment, however it's been feeling for you, it's highly likely you have been feeling the effects of Aries season in some way. Now, I'm not saying this full moon is going to be easy, but I can tell you that it offers you the opportunity to take a big breath and return to your center. Libra is the sign of balance. She seeks harmony in her inner and outer world. She comes this full moon in between two fiery Aries new moons, one of which will be an eclipse, to remind you that nothing is as important as your inner peace. Can you find your center? Can you maintain your centeredness? No matter who or what you come up against in your external world, do you have the skills? Do you know how to anchor into your heart, cultivate inner peace and calm, and then engage with the world from this place? Libra brings with her themes of alignment, balance, and relationship this full moon. She teaches us about the relationship between self and other. So while she sits on the other side of the axis to Aries, her energy is as much complementary to Aries' self-assertive drive and purpose as it is opposition. Aries is the self, right? It teaches us how to step forth and follow the passionate path of your own soul. Nothing is more important to Aries than seeing you walk your unique path and completing your soul mission. Libra is the gentle yet firm reminder that answers this drive of self-fulfillment. She reminds us that while each of us have our own soul mission and desires, we live in a world full of other people, each of whom also have their own soul missions and passions and desires, each of whom are experiencing the world as their world, right? Engaging with each experience through their self. So how do we do it? How does a world function when it's made up of individual soul flames, each on the path of fulfilling their own karma and dharma, each with their own wants and needs and desires? How do we function in a world full of Aries primal flame? We find balance. We seek harmony. We learn how to soften and broaden, to see beyond ourselves and into the shoes of others, while also learning how to anchor firmly within ourselves. Here's the thing. Aries energy is essential to being able to cultivate balance. Did you hear that right? No, it wasn't a slip of the tongue. Fully owning yourself, being deeply anchored and clear on you and your path and what is aligned for you on a soul level is actually essential in being able to embody the deep wisdom of Libra. Libra is one of the social signs in the zodiac, meaning her energy and wisdom play out in our social relations a lot. She exists through our relationships and engagement with the outside world. So I'm not disregarding that at all. But the thing that's really easy to miss when working with a sign like Libra is how this energy begins and depends upon our relationship first with ourself. Libra seeks beauty, harmony, and peace in our relationships and in our environment. She cultivates balance. She is therefore the meeting place, and I'm not saying the merging here, but the meeting place of the external forces that we engage with, especially other people, so our relationships, and our deep inner self. She teaches us how to both remain clearly and distinctly aligned with our truth and our true selves, and be able to compromise and love and give and be in relationship. So Libra is a rich and complex energy, even though she's all about balance, right? Because she's also like, she's duality and polarity. She's nuance and truth. Like, can you breathe into a space where these truths all exist together at the one time? Can you compromise with another person without giving away yourself? Can you be in deep, profound love without losing yourself in the process? This is the truth, or the raw essence of Libra. To be centered within so that she can engage mindfully with the world around her, in order to create peace, harmony, and beauty. What is likely to be triggered or revealed under this full moon are the places and the ways where you were drawn out of this energy, or where you're just not practicing it in the first place. Alignment is at the root of a lot of what is coming up under this full moon. Are the decisions you're making and the relationships you're keeping serving you and in alignment to your integrity and to your highest self? Are they supporting your soul path, or are they not? Are you choosing to acquiesce to somebody else's path? Are you saying yes when you mean no? People pleasing is a deeply entrenched trait, especially within women, and it's also one of Libra's shadow traits. Because Libra seeks peace and harmony around her, she can want to avoid confrontation at all costs. She'll try and keep the peace by sort of saying whatever will be most universally accepted, right? Not necessarily what is right and just, not necessarily what will ensure balance and alignment in the long run, which is where Libra's power really lies. So people pleasing, saying the things that others want you to say or what they want to hear, even when it's in, you know, direct conflict with your inner truth and your inner peace, this is something to be mindful of. It's likely to be highlighted in certain ways for you this full moon. Also, be mindful of your relationships that are being specifically activated right now. Pay attention to the ones that feel draining, depletive, tense, or just like a bit icky. You know, Libra seeks balance through and within relationships, right? So she wants you to tend to anything that's out of balance. Where is the energy off? What is it specifically that is causing that? This is the moon to clear within your relational space. That might very well mean releasing the relationship. It might mean acknowledging that a relationship has lived out its purpose and its lifespan. And, you know, anything more now is just drawing out its inevitable end. Anything that's trying to die or needing to be shed draws an immense amount of energy the longer that we hold on. because we're going against the tide, we're going against the current. It really wreaks havoc on so many levels. And as hard as making that decision can be, because there's emotional attachment, right? Of course it's hard to say goodbye or to let go. But as hard as that can be, the moment it's done, the energy all round starts to correct itself. The energy is able to recalibrate and start to return to balance. That's how all energy works. That's how life works. You know, everything is in a process of growing and then letting go. We just disrupt the cycle and the flow when we try to hold on for longer than we're meant to. So maybe you're called to make that decision around this full moon and release a certain relationship, or two, or three. Or maybe you're just called to find the point of tension, you know, the point that's throwing off the balance within a particular relationship. You don't always have to just say goodbye when something's not working. Sometimes it's about actively tending and clearing and addressing in order to get that energy flowing and balanced once more. And you will know the difference, right? When you drop into that heart of yours, you'll know. No matter all the thoughts, no matter what hurricane your brain is creating up there, I reckon you already know. Maybe that's why you're a bit scared to go there, to drop down into your heart, because you know that if you do, your heart will share the answer in an instant. It will tell you what you already know. And there's no going back once that answer's been handed to you and brought into the light. Which really brings me to the heart of Libra's shadow. And this is not only the root of a lot of Libra's other shadows, but it's also how you're likely going to feel this all playing out or coming up for you one way or another this full moon. This shadow is indecision. I really need to break down Libra's function and energy a little bit more to talk about this. So Libra, my friends, is an air sign, meaning it's all about the thoughts and the thinking mind. Air is our mental and cognitive realms, how we think, what we think, how we absorb and assimilate information, what we do with that information, the world we build around it. In other words, how our thoughts essentially dictate the way we perceive the world and our experiences and kind of keep reaffirming the same stories, so to speak. Air signs are quite fast moving energy because it's formless, right? It's moving, formless energy, our thoughts. And you can really feel that when you think of our other air signs too, so Gemini and Aquarius. Libra is actually probably the more, dare I say it, grounded or kind of gentler of the three, I think. Gemini can be quite erratic sometimes because it likes to shift and move and dart from thought to thought, seeking new information constantly. And Aquarius is the rebel and the reformer. So it moves quickly, but also quite progressively. It's very future focused. Libra still moves fast in the sense that she can perceive and grasp the full extent of a situation or a dynamic in like an instant. But it's almost like her mental power is able to perceive past, present, and future all at once. So like rather than needing to move about and gather the dots, it's almost like Libra has this full cognition and like immediately understands all the pieces, all the moving parts. She can see it all in her mind's eye. And this is a gift and a curse. It's one of her greatest strengths because it's this ability to see all perspectives, all potentialities, all points of view that allows her to be the voice of not just reason, but fairness. That's why she's known as the peacekeeper and the diplomat of the zodiac. When there is a point of contention, and we can look at this literally as if, you know, there was a disagreement between two parties, or maybe the point of contention is internal. Maybe there's a choice to be made, a fork in the road, so to speak, that we're dealing with. Whenever there's a point of contention, it's Libra who can see all sides and who can understand all the details and also empathize, right? Libra is ruled by Venus. She's connected to the heart. She's compassionate she can put herself in the shoes of others of all different perspectives. So it's Libra who can determine the path forward, the path of reconciliation, the path of greatest peace, the path of truth, justice, peace, and balance, right? When she's acting from her highest vibration, that's what Libra does. She perceives all the facts, all the details. She's equipped with all perspectives and then filters them down to her heart, where she is anchored in her truth and in her center. And when she's able to drop into her heart, Libra speaks the true voice of reason, one that is rooted in love and peace and deep alignment. She's able to speak and act in actual devotion to balance and harmony. In her lower vibration, Libra just gets overwhelmed by the sheer volume of detail that is circulating in her head. You know, I said this air energy moves quickly. Even though she may be less erratic than other signs, and that's not bagging Gemini or Aquarius either, by the way, but even though she can be less erratic, for want of a better word, her thoughts and her thorough comprehension of a situation, they can come on really quickly, kind of all at once. And if she's not practicing grounding and dropping into her heart to anchor her truth, Libra will just get whipped up and stuck in the torrent that is whizzing about in her head. She finds it impossible to pick a path, to make a choice. She goes to and fro, she ifs and buts. She sees the pros and cons to everything. So she'll be like, option A has this going for it. It will be a great choice. Oh, but option B would allow for this and this. Although option B would also mean that I can't do this. Oh, and option A would hurt so-and-so's feelings and dot, dot, dot. All the details, no direction. She cannot find her center in order to make a choice, any choice, because she's so caught up in all the details. She doesn't want to get it wrong. She doesn't want to hurt other people's feelings. She doesn't want them to think she doesn't understand or get it, that she doesn't see or care about their point of view. She doesn't want more hardship or more tension. So she gets stuck in this limbo, and the energy feels worse and worse as it just builds and grows with more dis-ease the longer she's stuck there. And so you can kind of see like the way these little threads that we've already been weaving, they come back to this point. The people pleasing, the following someone else's path rather than your own, the saying what you think other people want, right? This is where Libra finds herself when she's so wrapped up and lost within the details, all of the conflicting evidence, that she ends up just settling on whatever's going to be easiest for others. And the more she does this, the more she loses her sense of self. The more she forgets how to engage with the truth and the peace that is available there within her, deep in her heart, when she is centered. A lot of Libra's wisdom is around how to make decisions for ourselves when we're involved with other people. It's tricky, isn't it? It's not black and white. It's not always clear cut. Sometimes it is, but life is nuanced. Like we said, other people are living their own lives, even when they involve you, right? And vice versa. We're each just living and walking our own individual journeys that happen to include and weave among other people's journeys. And that is true of our friendships, our lovers, our partners, our children, our parents. And so I come back to this meeting of Aries and Libra together, and I keep coming back to this question, this like dual truth kind of. It's this ability to compromise with others without compromising yourself. Can you breathe into those two truths, right? Aries asks you to commit to your soul path, to be self-assertive and choose you your truth, your passion, your purpose, to not get distracted from the core of you, from the flame that burns at your inner center. Libra acts to soften the rigid edges of Aries so that we don't just become entirely selfish, arrogant, self-serving douchebags. Like to know how to discern between what is non-negotiable to you and your soul and what holds the opportunity to soften and to be able to meet in the middle with others. This moon is an invitation to really pause and get clear on what it is that Aries is activating within you and calling on you to follow, to act upon for yourself, right? What is non-negotiable now? What are you not willing to compromise on? What would be a betrayal to yourself, to your dreams, to your deep inner callings and desires and purpose? When you identify this, it has this beautiful kind of twofold action. One, it gives you your center. That when you're coming up against a challenge or adversity, maybe a disagreement with a partner, for example, you know clearly what you are not willing to waver on. And usually this isn't a huge laundry list, right? It comes down to your core values, a small but essential list of things. And when you're clear on what this list is, you're sturdy within your own sense of self. You're clear on your boundaries. And then two, knowing what you're not willing to compromise on also reveals what you are open to compromise on, right? It allows you to soften and maybe open a little more in everything else, you know, in the rest of the areas of your life. Again, not saying to do so in a way that's self-denying or depletive, but just it allows you to relax, right? And not take everything as an attack. Your boundaries become nourishing rather than harsh edges and walls to keep others out. Libra is about keeping that priority to self while softening and engaging with those around us, meeting them, responding, meeting their needs, and seeing your needs are met too. This is something I shared inside the membership this month, and I think it's such a powerful concept to really grasp when it comes to relationships. And this is the beauty of the Aries Libra axis, right? Libra in her highest expression is not a pushover, just for the record. She doesn't teach us to compromise the self and just merge with another in order to be in a relationship. Together with Aries, she teaches that harmonious relationship is the result of two unique souls living and embodying their own path alongside and in support of one another. Both anchored in what they desire and what they are here to do, and both supportive of this in the other person, right? There's room for meeting, there is room for give and take, because both feel respected and supported and seen by the other, not questioned or kind of inhibited by the other. Both souls are free and on purpose, aligned to their own soul, and also deeply committed to the other's soul growth and alignment. They don't have to be mutually exclusive, right? So they don't stand in each other's way. They love and respect, they nourish and nurture the other on their journey and path too. Can you breathe into that? Like, do you bring that energy to your relationships? Do you feel supported to be your own divine self and to walk and follow your soul path within your relationships with others? Do you feel safe to let others walk their own soul-aligned path that may be different to yours? Or do you find yourself trying to make them see your way or make them walk your path as though them doing anything other than that may be an attack or conflict within your own path? This is one of the random things that I really appreciate about my own relationship. I actually had someone ask if I could share my thoughts on relationships recently, and like cultivating thriving long-term relationships. So I will do that. I'll get around to that. There's a podcast episode coming on this soon. But one thing I will say for now is that both my partner Beau and I are pretty good at living our own authentic selves, kind of regardless of what the other thinks. So like Beau isn't super woo-woo. He rolls his eyes a bit at the crystals in our house and when I tell him about the moon and things like that. but I know that he does deeply admire who I am and my passion for my work. And, you know, when I share some of the deeper threads that I weave, things like ancestral healing, for example, he truly gets it. He appreciates the depth and the ripples of change that I am sending out as a result of living my Dharma and letting my soul lead. He doesn't have to get the work itself. He doesn't have to even agree with everything that I spurt out. But he is deeply supportive of my own soul path and expansion, even if he doesn't think of it in those terms. So my point here is that a strong, thriving, nourishing relationship doesn't necessarily mean one where you become the same person, you know, where you finish each other's sentences and never spend a moment apart and you agree on every single point and all of that, you know. It's actually in being able to acknowledge and value the other person as a unique individual, separate from ourselves, who has wants and needs, but also who experiences the world through their own eyes. Not yours, right? Who will live this life as their own, not yours. Who will go to their own grave, not yours. And they deserve the space to be themselves and be supported as such. And vice versa, you know, you deserve this in return. Okay, bit of a tangent. Let's just bring this back for a moment, right? So balance, harmony, alignment. Just bringing myself back into the Libra energy. So one of Libra's most beautiful teachings is the way that she really invites us to lean on our tools, to know what supports our inner nourishment, what brings us back to our center, right? What creates a feeling of inner peacefulness? And she invites us to prioritize these things, to really put them into practice, because although Aries wants us to know how important our inner purpose is, Libra shows us that nothing is quite as important as our inner peace. It's where it all starts. Finding that calm and quiet of your own inner center. Finding and settling into the truth that resides there. And then venturing out, engaging with the world from that place. When we are self-resourced in this way and we're capable of self-regulating and self-centering, we're not only aligned with our truth and our higher vibration, we're also more capable of navigating adversity. When we're centered within, we become less reactive to whatever is going on around us. We know how to ground and then respond, rather than just reacting in a heightened state, right? So much that Libra teaches us is it's not about avoiding confrontation, but being able to hold ourselves within confrontation, to be able to sturdy ourselves and anchor ourselves when the seas are turbulent, right? Again, this is the meeting place, the relationship between the self and the world around us. This is Libra in the highest integrity. Balanced within so that she can be the clear and just voice of reason without. This is a big moon, guys. I always say this, but it's important not to romanticize or brush off Libra energy. I find Libra is one of those signs that people easily overlook, and so they can be kind of blindsided when the likes of a Libra full moon hits. Because while she might, you know, create and teach beauty and harmony, what she's stirring up is all the shit that is disrupting that for you. And it feels messy because it's all tied up in our relationships. How we, that means you, yes, you, how you relate to others. It feels triggering because it's rooted in our own connection to alignment, to ourself. Right? Remember, it's linked to Aries, who sits opposite. So Libra can feel anything but romantic, especially on a full moon like this. She will press you where it hurts. She will make sure you see. She will show you again and again until you see it. The way that you wander off your own path, just so another can walk theirs. The way you avoid the important conversation now in order to seek temporary peace. the way you tie yourself up in knots over what's right and wrong, and so you end up just doing nothing. The way that you make the big choices, you know the ones I mean, in accordance to what would make others happy, and forget or deny yourself. She'll make you see all the ways that you expend your energy and chase what's not in alignment. The way you keep saying yes and giving life to the very things that drain you and disrupt your peace or even deny you your inner peace. Libra will see that you clear in order to realign, to find balance, to find your center again. And just for the record, this can be just as necessary even when things are going right in our lives. Like, even if you've been loving all of this Aries energy and you're feeling the fire and the passion and the drive, it's helpful to center ourselves, you know. It's important to center ourselves within all the excitement and expansion and what have you when we're in that state. Because without the balancing and the centering, all of that fire can just become a bit chaotic, you know. Like lightning, it needs that point to ground it. So use this full moon to tend to your own alignment. Cultivate the practices that support your inner peace and your centeredness, that really ground you. And just know that all of this is coming up, whatever it is, within the deepest respect and support of your growth and all your unfurling that is to come. Let's look at a few ways to work with this moon and Libra energy. Number one is get out of your head and into your body. It would not be surprising if your head feels full to the brim and you can't stop thinking this full moon. And if that's the case, get yourself outside, move your body, you know, write, do a brain dump, do a guided meditation. Know your tools and use them to get yourself out of your head and into your body this full moon. And especially get yourself outside. Like, get in nature, ground yourself. Like I said before, it's important with air energy that we don't get caught in our heads. It doesn't mean don't listen, like don't listen to reason and all of the things that you're thinking, because some of them I'm sure are true. Some of them are important. However, we can really easily create a whirlwind up there, especially when our thoughts and our mental realms are being really heightened and activated, like under a full moon. And that's when we can really struggle to actually make sense of anything. We've got all these thoughts, but they're not really serving a purpose. But there is a kind of magic that happens when we step outside. Maybe you go for a walk in nature. I find it really powerful to just sit and watch the sunrise. It's my favorite thing to do each day. But whatever you do, just being in nature has a way of clarifying things. It really does bring us back into our bodies. And I usually find that if I have a million things swirling around in my head, as I am known to do, if I just sit for a while and watch the sunrise or just be with the trees in my yard or the birds or whatever it might be, eventually I find that there may be one or two things that are really clear and strong and that I kind of keep coming back to, right? These are the points that I keep coming back to. And yes, even though my Libran mind, I'm a double Libran, I don't know if I've mentioned that yet. Even though my Libran mind, you know, continues to want to throw all the other what ifs and maybes and buts and things like that in there, the clarity that I receive from the earth and being in nature usually helps me feel into what my gut knows I should focus on, right? And then I can start mindfully calming the rest of the chatter that's going on up there. So under this airy full moon, definitely ground yourself, however that looks and feels for you. But I do invite you to allow nature to anchor you as well, to let it clarify your thoughts and help you come back to your body and listen to the wisdom that your intuitive body is communicating to you. Number two is witness where Libra is pressing down and illuminating within your relationships. So I've said most of this already, but just to reiterate, look to where there's friction, tension, look to where you're feeling drained. Who brings this energy out in you? When does it happen? You know, and can you pinpoint why? And then get to work on tending to this, clearing this and returning to balance. It may not happen as quickly or easily as that may sound, but that's the work of this full moon. And number three is to cultivate beauty. Something I haven't really touched on yet is Libra's deep love of aesthetics and beauty. I did say that she's ruled by Venus, our planet of love and romance and relationships and beauty. Libra loves beauty. Her energy is quite decadent and indulgent in that way. If you know a Libran, and yes, again, I'm included here, our environment and the way that our surroundings look really matters. Aesthetics are important on a soul level for us. Our hearts are happy when we're surrounded by beauty and beautiful things. So this full moon might be a really lovely time to care for and to tend to your home and your environment. Make it a sanctuary. Make it beautiful. Create that beautiful space for yourself to enjoy and soak it up. And maybe that just means, you know, vacuuming the floor and lighting a candle. Or maybe you bring home some fresh flowers for the table. Maybe you go and spruce up your bedroom with like new sheets and you splurge a little. Whatever turns you on, whatever lights you up, but really allow yourself to find nourishment and beauty within your surroundings under this Libra full moon, because it's not just materialistic, it's fun. You know, we are allowed to enjoy ourselves and indulge in beauty and feel joy from, you know, something looking nice. Pleasure is absolutely necessary to living a balanced and harmonious life, my love. And what's more, when we have clean, clear, tidy, beautiful surroundings, that also supports our inner world. You know that saying, tidy house, tidy mind? I do think that applies to Libra energy as well. And you can talk about tidiness, but also beauty, peace, calm, harmony. Harmonious environment, harmonious mind. I don't know if that works, but you get my drift. All right, okay. I hope that you have a beautiful full moon, my love. The energy is so potent. I mentioned as well, you know, that this moon falls between two Aries new moons, which is super powerful as it is. But in that, this full moon is readying us and leading us toward our first solar eclipse of the year, a solar eclipse in Aries. There's so much shifting energy at the moment, lots of planets shifting signs. We had our Astro New Year the other week, and this Aries solar eclipse that is coming up in a fortnight after this full moon, it will also signify the beginning of a new lunar node cycle as the nodes begin to shift from Taurus and Scorpio to Aries and Libra. So there's shifting energies all around. That eclipse will be a big one. It'll be a big one. But for now, I really invite you to lean into everything that is rising and surfacing for you right now. Do the work. Tend to the tension, the blockages, the distractions, and the disruptions now, so that you are even more ready for the incredible shifts that are being instigated within the eclipse portal in a couple of weeks. So exciting. It's so exciting, so challenging. You know, it's all wonderful though, isn't it? Even when it's shit and hard, it's all magic. If you want to go deeper into all of the cosmic energies outside of this moon, the rest of the lunar phases, the major planetary shifts and alignments, seasonal transitions, and more, not to mention specific rituals and journal prompts for this full moon, make sure you head to the show notes and jump inside Cosmic Weavings. The membership is going off at the moment. It has so much happening this month, including our very first monthly class right around the solar eclipse, and it is aptly named Claim Your Fire and Holy Desire. You'll be able to join me live or catch the replay inside the membership, and you can find the link in the show notes to get yourself inside and soak up everything that is waiting for you inside the membership portal right now. It would also mean the world if you took the opportunity to screenshot and share this episode if you've enjoyed it. if you've received any nectar and medicine out of listening to it. I love to see who's listening and I love seeing your shares. So be sure to tag me at the Rachel Hodgins and leave a rating and review to get a free gift from me as well. All you need to do is screenshot your review on Apple Podcasts and then send it through to me either on Instagram or via email, and I will send you a meditation that I recorded as a special way to say thank you for listening and for supporting the show. Your reviews, your written reviews, mean the world. They light up my heart. As a Libran, I love to feel loved. Not ashamed to say it, but reviews also help the show to be found. They let the algorithm know that this is something it should recommend to new people. So just a minute or two out of your time is such a gift to me in so many ways, and I'm immensely thankful in advance. Okay, gorgeous. Take care. Big full moon blessings to you. Go gently, go very mindfully, and with deep love and presence. And I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Weaving the Wild podcast. I'm walking my path here on Dja Dja Wurrung country, and I acknowledge the Dja Dja Wurrung elders past and present.